Hi there, this is Julie Carter, Vice President for Mission Services. I'm happy to bring you an installment of Word and Deed, where we visit with colleagues from around St. Mary's Healthcare System to hear their experience working within our ministry. Corey Goss is a case manager at St. Mary's Good Samaritan Hospital. To me, her story is about justice, about right relationships, and promoting the common good. You'll hear Cora talk about not letting anyone fall through the cracks. And perhaps most significantly, you'll hear how she ministers to body and soul, caring for the whole person. Enjoy.
So introduce yourself.
I am Cora Goss, and I work for case management. I did start out on MedSurg, and I was able to get over into the case management department. Was promoted when COVID first spiked. What I find to be most rewarding about working in the hospital setting is being able to catch the patient on the back end. Because I used to be a field nurse, so I saw how a lot of patients fell through the cracks. Because of lack of knowledge sometimes, and sometimes it was because people, I guess, just didn't take the time to assess what a patient's needs really were. So it kind of made me a bit of a humanitarian, coupled with my own experiences in life when I couldn't find resources to help myself. So it made me want to network, which I would like to be able to do more of. Can't wait for this COVID to be over so that I can get back out and start networking to find out what now is available after going through this. I'm hoping that it births some better things so that we'll be able to better serve the patient population. And because I'm from Greene County, it's an honor to be able to give it back to the community. Because I know most of the people that come through here on some level. So they trust me when they see me, and I don't want to let them down.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. So what made you switch into case management? Was it this kind of need
this
to
kind
come
of need.
See?
I was homeless in my 20s, and I went through a lot of the stigma that follows that. And then I was a single mother, which didn't make it any better. And so I guess from not being able to find people that were willing to give you information versus people that didn't have any information to give you. So sometimes when you're in a room, some of the symptoms that the doctors are treating are directly correlated to what a person is experiencing. And those experiences are triggering these responses in their body. So I think, you know, some doctors will tie it together, some don't.
So what would be a good example of that?
A good example is cancer to me. A good example is cancer, and if you spend any time with any cancer patient, and if they're transparent, you'll find that it's either unforgiveness, it's been some trauma that they've experienced that they're still holding on to, and it'll manifest in the body in that way. And that's what I found, just talking, and you just start to correlate it. It's so funny, like, I met a patient has had gallbladder cancer. Then I found out he had a lot of unforgiveness towards his dad. Well, when you think about bile, bile is bitter. There was bitterness between he and his dad. And then his young man, cancer. Admits that he hadn't had the conversation with his dad. They never resolved their issues. And people kind of hold things. And so when I think about this hospital ministry, it's ministry. So then it's biblically based. And then the Bible clearly tells us that unforgiveness is like rot to the bone. Scriptural. Now, some people say that's a little far-fetched, but that's what I see when I'm able to talk to people who are having recurring visits to the hospital for the same thing, or even if it's something as much as drinking, which you see that a lot with the pancreatitis, and it's drinking. And then when you start asking pointed questions, they're usually trying to cover up some root issue that they've not dealt with.
Yeah. It sounds like you really, really take the time and have a heart for going to the whole person and knowing not just this clinical slice about them, But if they trust you and they open up, kind of their whole story. Mm-hmm.
It helps you to be able to better service them.
Yeah.
You can really get them the help that they truly need, not just saying that I checked this box.
Right. And so is that kind of what, I mean, it's been a hard year for everybody, right? So is that where you draw your energy and strength from? Is that kind of sense of purpose and
purpose, identity, and just loving on people? You know, because, you know, love to me is so much more. And it's just when you can truly, you set aside the fact that you're busy, you got a thousand things to do, and, you know, it'd be real easy to just go in and ask those five-pointed questions and walk right back out. But if you're really going to take the time to care for a person, then you got to do it in a purity of heart. So you might have to sit in there another 10 or 15 minutes. But if it helped that patient to get to a better space, place, and quality of life, you've done a miracle.
Yeah.
It's a miracle right before your eyes. And sometimes all it takes is a listening ear. Because if I'm the first dumping ground, I know I can go dump it in prayer. But if I'm the first dumping ground, they've already taken the first step to their true healing.
To me, that absolutely captures that transforming, healing presence that we are striving for with every encounter. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Thanks. I love my job. I do.
It comes through.
I'm lucky to be able to do this.
Yeah. I think we're lucky.
I never thought that I would be here. I mean, it started out homeless.
Yeah.
So to be here is a blessing, and then to be able to do the work, it's just, you know, it's just, it's very rewarding.
Thank you.
Thank you, T.